Pittsburgh-based author Mati Salveda's new novel, The Taste of Sugar, tells the multi-generational story of a Puerto Rican farming family who immigrate to Hawaii at the turn of the 20th century. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll asked Veda why she chose that story.
Well, I think it has to do that I didn't know my own history of Puerto Rico and where I was in the spectrum of being a Puerto Rican, because I grew up in Chicago, and at home I was Puerto Rican, and sometimes my parents would tell me and my siblings that we were American because of maybe our attitude to them, and maybe we spoke too much English. But when we left our parents' apartment, we were Puerto Rican and too Puerto Rican. And so when I became a fiction writer, that was just something that I was really interested in, figuring out where my family came from, what our stories were. And that's what I researched for my first novel, If I Bring You Roses. I came upon this fact that 5,000 Puerto Ricans had gone to Hawaii in 1900 through 1903 to work in a sugar plantation. And I'm like, oh my God, did they ever get to go back home?
So much of the book, the first half especially, is about coffee growing. Talk about the importance of coffee in Puerto Rican history for a moment.
During the time of my novel, Puerto Rican coffee was greatly esteemed throughout the world. It was served in fancy cafes and everywhere. The Pope drank it in the Vatican. And so for the island and for people who were fortunate enough to have a little land and grow some coffee, farmers like my farmers in my novel in the beginning, Raul Vega and Vicente Vega, they are able to support themselves by growing coffee. And then when the Americans come in and they invade Puerto Rico during the Spanish-American War, it just ruins the coffee industry in Puerto Rico because Americans don't drink Puerto Rican coffee. It's too strong.
You referenced the U.S. invasion in 1898. Puerto Rico had been a Spanish colony for centuries. What would you like people to understand about Puerto Rico's place as part of America, as part of the United States?
Well, Puerto Rico, at that time of the U.S. invasion, it was a colony. It only became a commonwealth in the 1950s. But I think what's important now is for Puerto Ricans here at this moment is to really understand that Puerto Rico is still a colony. It doesn't matter what fancy name you want to call it, it's still a colony. When you can't make your own, set your own laws for your own people, and you have to wait for the federal government to approve everything that you do. And what do I want people to know about Puerto Rico now is that Puerto Rico's a nation, its own nation with its own language and its own culture and its own people. It's not just a tourist attraction.
You note in the book frequently the legacy of slavery in Puerto Rico, which ended not too long before the events you focus on in the book, the legacy of racism there. I wondered why you chose to focus on that and why you think that's important.
For a lot of Puerto Ricans, we grow up with our families telling us, saying that they're not racist, that Puerto Ricans aren't racist. And I don't think that's true. And so I intentionally wrote about slavery in Puerto Rico and about colorism, how families talk about each other's color. So I went about doing it in as careful a way as I could because I am not a Black Puerto Rican. But I thought it was so important to bring up because if we don't pay attention to how we are complicit in racism and try to change how we think, then nothing will ever change.
That was Mati Salveda discussing her new novel, The Taste of Sugar, with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll.